Hello. This hypnosis is to help heal your inner child. As a child, we often experience things, whether big or small, that cause us to put our guard up. Things that make us feel as though it is not safe to be vulnerable. Things that make us lose our innocence and our curiosity about the world. We lose our ability to slow down simply just to do things we enjoy or to observe our surroundings. In order to fully enjoy life and love ourselves, we must heal our inner child. We must heal the part of us that was hurt early on in life, so that we can return to the state of mind that embraces innocence, wonder, and vulnerability. I want you to get into a position that is most comfortable for you. Start becoming conscious of your breathing. Breathing in deeply and out deeply. Letting yourself completely relax. Letting your eyes close slowly on their own. Inhaling and exhaling. Completely relaxing. Preparing your body and mind to go into trance. Scanning your body from head to toe, relaxing any areas that are tense, your neck and shoulders, your hands, your legs and feet, just completely relaxing, preparing to enter trance, not doing anything other than listening to my words. You know that there is nothing else that you need to do in this moment other than listen. You are completely free of all responsibility in this moment, because right now all you need to do is relax, listen, and enter trance. Letting your conscious mind go to sleep while your unconscious mind takes over during trance. I want you to repeat the following statements after me, but replace the word name with your own name. Name is safe. Name is relaxing. Name is listening. Name is safe. Name is relaxing. Name is listening. Name is safe. Name is relaxing. Name is listening. Name is going into trance. Now that you are in trance, you are able to actively listen with your subconscious mind and will be able to follow my commands. I want you to begin thinking about your memories of when you were a child. Any memory of an experience that left you feeling hurt, abandoned, or ashamed. Let that memory play out in your head, noticing how it made you feel then and how it makes you feel now. Now I want you to inhale, and when you exhale, envision that memory leaving your body. Exhaling now, envision it leaving your body and floating above your body in a bubble. This memory is no longer weighing you down. You acknowledge that it exists and that it happened, but you do not have to hold on to it anymore. Now I want you to inhale again, the memory still floating above your body. And when you exhale, the memory will float away up towards the sky. Exhale now. This memory is no longer part of you. The memory still exists, but does not define you any longer. We are going to do this with another memory. Think of another childhood memory that impacted you in a negative way, that caused you to put your guard up and no longer feel safe being vulnerable. Letting that memory play out in your head as you remember it, noticing how it made you feel then and how it makes you feel now as an adult. Now inhale, preparing to let that memory leave your body when you exhale. Exhale now. You envision the memory leave your body and float above you in a bubble. This memory can no longer have a hold on you. You know that this memory exists and that this experience happened, but also that you did not deserve it and it does not have to affect who you are now. Now I want you to inhale again, the memory still floating above your body. And now that you are exhaling, the memory is floating away. You do not know where it is going, and you do not care. You know that by letting the attachments to this memory go, you will be able to create new and more fulfilling memories and attachments. We are going to do this with one more memory. Think of a childhood memory that caused you to view the world differently. A memory that made you lose your sense of wonder and curiosity about yourself, your peers, and your surroundings. A memory that made you value innocence less and value ego more. Letting that memory play out in your head. Noticing how it made you feel then, and noticing how it makes you feel now. Now inhale. preparing to let that memory leave your body. Now exhale, exhaling that memory and letting it float above your body in a bubble. You know that this memory exists and may have affected who you are in the past, but now it no longer defines you. You know you can be who you want to be. You no longer have to let past experiences define who you are now. You know that you can always go back to who you were before that experience, because they still exist. Now inhale again, preparing for that memory to float away. Now exhale, watching that memory float away. Any influence that memory had on you and who you choose to be no longer exists. You are free to be who you want to be. You are free to start over. You are free to reclaim your innocence, wonder, and curiosity. Now you are going to go deeper into trance. So deep into trance. You are going to be in the deepest state of hypnosis. Your body and mind keep going deeper and deeper into a state of relaxation and trance. Your subconscious mind hearing everything I say. Your subconscious mind responding to everything I say. Your conscious mind going deeper into sleep. Now I am going to count down from 5, and each time I count down, you will go deeper into hypnosis. With each number, you will go deeper into trance. So by the time I count down to 1, you will be in your deepest state of trance. 5, going deeper. 4, deeper into hypnosis. 3, falling deeper into trance. 2, falling so deep into a hypnotized state. 1, completely and so deeply in trance. Now I want you to envision yourself standing at the end of a long hallway. There are no doors in this hallway. It is a completely empty hallway, except for a mirror at the very end of the hallway. Slowly begin to walk towards the mirror, feeling relaxed and safe. Walking towards the mirror, walking further and further down the hallway. Finally, you have reached the mirror. As you look in the mirror, you see yourself, but not as you are now. In the mirror's reflection, you see yourself as a child. You notice and observe what you look like, what your hair looks like, what clothes you are wearing, around what age you are. you see yourself as a child, knowing everything you had already experienced at that age, and everything you have yet to experience, both good and bad. You know that there is nothing you can do now to prevent what has happened and will happen. But you know that everything will be okay because you are here now, showing up for them. You are here for them now. Now, you can let them know that you love them. You accept them for who they are. You appreciate them. Now, you can let them know that you will not abandon them. You will nurture them. You will let them be silly and playful. You will honor their curiosity and innocence. You will love them unconditionally. You and your reflection both smile. Now it is time to return to consciousness. You know that you can return to this mirror in this hallway anytime to see your inner child. They will always be there. But for now, you can turn around and walk towards the end of the hallway you entered from. I will count down from 5. And by the time I get to 1, you will have reached the other end of the hallway and will return to consciousness. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.